can come forward. Okay, make sure you slide down. There's a lot of people. Okay, let's just bow for a quick word of prayer. Father God, as we come before you, Lord, we just ask for your blessing this day. Help us to just renew ourselves, Lord, but to look to you. In Jesus' name, amen. So today we're looking at change, to change for God. And this is where life is sort of interesting. So as we look at this, some of the questions that we could ask is, why would you change? And there are a bunch of reasons that we could change, because we know that God cares for us. The challenge is, do we care for God? Do we care enough for God that we want to change? Who here feels they're a very good person? Oh, we get somewhere. Who thinks they're perfect? Okay, now people are like scratching. One person's got the thumbs down. What we need to understand is that the reason why we choose God is because he allows us to be better than we are today. But to be better, that means we have to change. Can we change if we remain the same? What do you think? Yes? No? Anyone have an answer?
Joseph?
No? Never mind. Okay. So what we have to understand is that as we're growing up, we're always going to be changing. Even when we're an adult, we still need to change. Because if we think we are right, we become resistant to change. And God loves us too much for us to remain the same. So as we're looking at things, some of the reasons that we won't change are maybe we feel we're right. Maybe we feel we know better. Maybe we feel we don't need people, or we don't need to be better. And this is where we need to look at our own stubbornness and our reasons why. So who likes it when their parent corrects them? Who likes it when mom and dad corrects you? You like, well, you know it's for your good, right? But who likes it when mom and dad are upset? Nobody does, right? So the idea is that if we want to please mom and dad, or if we want to please God, we have to learn how to change. And this is almost like going to school, but we know more about God by learning more about his word. So part of that is we need to draw close to him. But to really know who he is, we need to know... Okay, we have to sort of look at what's going on. So sometimes even in church, as we're looking at how to behave or how to be better, we have to look beyond ourselves or look at what is the right thing. So as you're looking at, if you want to improve in your life, you're going to start from one age and you grow up and you're going to get bigger. But as you get bigger, you need to acquire more knowledge, and that involves changing. And the only way to come to God is to change. And we're going to hear that from a person. And the reason why we change is because we want to worship God. We want to be obedient to him. So we're going to take a look at a scripture, but I'm going to sort of paraphrase it. So long ago, there was a Pharisee. His name was Nicodemus. And Nicodemus came to Jesus at night because he didn't want everyone else to crowd him. He just wanted to ask this question personally because he was supposed to be an expert. But he had this burning question that life was different. And he was asking, how can one come to God? And Jesus said, you must be born again. As we hear that, being born again, we think about the natural thing about what our mothers do. They give birth to us. And so Nicodemus was confused, but one of the things that he needed to understand was Jesus was saying, you need to change. You need to forget being right all the time. You need to renew yourself. And if we want to come close to God, that's what we need to do. We need to be born again. We need to know what it means to renew ourselves. We come to God, we repent of the way that we've gone, and we ask to be forgiven and to draw close to God. So Jesus was talking to him and says, you're a spiritual leader, and don't you understand this? How could you be a spiritual leader? If I speak of earthly things and you do not understand, how much more will you understand if I speak of heavenly things? And Nicodemus was lost. He was asking sincerely, but when the conversation ended, we don't really know what Nicodemus decided. We know that he played a role. But you also play a role. And that choice is before you of, are you open to change? Are you open to change for God? Because God wants the best for you. But are you willing to invite God into your life? And this decision is always before you. Every day you wake up and how you interact with people, are you going to look at what God wants for you? Or are you going to look at what you want? Because if life is all about you, you'll find out that sometimes you're making the wrong decisions. And the only way to change is to invite God in and to look at his words and to grow up how God wants you to. So this is going to be our short story for today. What I'm going to do is just continue on with a few announcements. Just to remind people that in almost or less than 2 weeks, VBS is starting. We have about 16 children that are registered. We have an important meeting today, so if anyone's helping for VBS, we're going to be having an important meeting at 2 o'clock just to review what VBS or what this program is going to be looking like. If you're still interested in helping or if there's anything you can contribute, please either contact myself, Tong Jie, or Feng Yu. And if any teenagers have some free time, you're more than welcome to help us out. So for right now, let's just bow for a small word of prayer. Father God, we come before you, Lord, and we just ask for your blessing. We ask that as we look at life, that we don't remain the same, that you love us too much for us to just be set in our ways that we are right now, but help us to rise above to be better than who we are today. So we pray for this blessing for all the young people here and all the people who are attending. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Pastor Dave.
Thank you.
我们孩子可以跟老师出去，上组的学。我们孩子出去的时候，我们请大家把上面的家事打开，我们简单的报告。我们7月1号的话，我们教会在国会山，因为国会山有庆祝的活动。 所以我们教会在那边，我们会有参加其中的一个摊位，我们会在那边有一位建堂筹款的一个义卖活动，如果大家的话，在应该是7点到晚上11点，中间如果你们有去国会山，或者去那边，或者你们有一段时间可以在那边帮忙的话，请跟谢梦，跟谢希，他们联系，好不好？所以报个名，大家一起去那边，就是说有机会的话，也是为这个国家，为这个地图，一同起来祷告，就在特别在国庆的时候，特别也是为建堂，我们有机会，一同来筹款，好不好？谢谢。然后教会的退休会我们已经报告一阵子，如果还有一点位置。
好，那如果大家还没有报名的话，那请大家尽量跟玉和早一点报名，好不好？然后洗礼班的话，我们今天11点半到12点半之间的话会在图书馆会上课，那请预备洗礼弟兄姐妹预留这个时间参加。那暑假期间的崇拜，那我们从7月开始，就从下个礼拜开始，我们会有联合的崇拜。 我们希望两堂之间的话，弟兄姐妹可以在一起。那我们澡堂这边可以稍微轻松一点，我们从10点钟开始，从下个礼拜开始，我们是联合的崇拜，是在这里。那请大家就留心这样一个时间的改变，好不好？那儿童暑期圣经刚才 Pastor Steve 已经报告过了，如果你们还有弟兄姐妹或者有朋友愿意参加的话，请。 大家跟教会来联系，好不好？那母堂20周年的庆祝，如果大家有时间，也欢迎大家一同前往，好不好？那我们今天我们报告就到这里，我们现在我们用奉献一同来。